The current generation of American youth is often stereotyped negatively as being entitled, overly confident, and attention-driven, in part, I think, because of their bold use of social media. Older generations usually consider these to be negative traits, which go hand-in-hand with other stereotypes, like young people being ill-informed and politically disengaged. So it's quite interesting to watch the Parkland teen survivors of the shooting use these very characteristics to start a reactionary political movement for stricter gun control. They are successful at directing the conversation, because while all eyes are on them, they've been relatively unfiltered when it comes to political speech, they're comfortable creating and sharing their own media, and they are well-practiced self-promoters. Believe it or not, I think that popular media culture deserves some credit for the teens' expressed intolerance for what they perceive to be injustice. This generation has been raised on stories like The Hunger Games and Harry Potter, these depictions of children who organize themselves to fight against corruptions and cruelties to make a more just world. Noted scholar Henry Jenkins has argued that these stories enhance the civic imagination of youth, giving them a greater capacity to imagine alternatives to their current political realities. Of course, it would be a mistake to assume that gun control is the only movement benefiting from a surge of youth engagement in social media. The faces of the immigration reform movement used to be community leaders, but now young dreamers are using social media to organize themselves and share their stories, for instance by producing coming out videos on YouTube. Notably, many of these teens engaged with these movements aren't old enough to vote, but these examples go to show that the political power comes in different forms. These youth are sharing the experiences on social media that are reaching citizens who will be casting ballots.